It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one music station. It's the Big A Morning Mess. Thanks so much for joining us today. As we edge closer and closer to Halloween, we want to remind you about the Gravediggers Ball, which is happening. Where is it, Megan? It's at the
It's at the Tavern/The Wreck.
The Tavern slash The Wreck.
Right.
And that's at Jack's Beach, and it's going to be on the 27th of October, which is a month for It's a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, that's so crazy. It's creeping.
Last time we checked, we had like two VIP tickets left, so I don't even know if there are any VIPs left. Does anyone know? Do you want to get the updated stats?
Last I heard, we had a few, but not much.
Yeah, all right, so I wouldn't even count on VIP, but if you want to get your GM tickets, or GA tickets, since the general admission.
Your general manager tickets.
If you want to get that, he'd love it, first of all, or she. They'd be very thrilled with you.
Yeah.
Brown knows her. But anyway, it's going to be a blast, and we're all going to be there, and there is a $1,000 grand prize for your Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Halloween, Megan found this story, which has kind of been making the rounds.
It's bumming me out.
It's bumming you out?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This is one of my favorite. Okay, this is my favorite holiday besides St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
It's Halloween. I've always loved it since I was a little kid. So there's this little, or this is elementary school in Massachusetts. They've decided not to hold their annual Halloween costume parade this year because they say it's, quote, not inclusive of all students. So they're canceling it. So what they're doing is instead,
they're canceling Halloween.
Basically, yes. So instead, they're holding a black and orange spirit day.
Black and orange spirit day.
Yeah. Okay. So like you can wear black and orange, but like how boring is that? That's still technically Halloween, first of all, it's black and orange. And second of all, like that's so sad for all those little kids who love to just dress up.
I feel like this has always been a thing though in schools. Like it was demonic or whatever, and then you couldn't. The other thing was that you know it's satanic rituals, and they didn't want people dressing like witches and stuff.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I don't think anything like that was around when I was a kid.
No, when I was a kid, you could do anything. We could run with scissors and like, all sorts of stuff.
When I was teaching the kindergartners, they were allowed to dress up.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. When you were what?
What?
When I was in high school, they let me teach kindergartners for like half the school day.
See, that explains a lot about our society these days.
But they were allowed.
That's public school for you, folks. We don't hire teachers anymore. We just have the older kids teach the younger kids.
I think that's Philly because that didn't happen in Florida.
But they were allowed to dress up, but there was like this long list of things they couldn't do, so it was essentially like at the end not even worth it.
Oh, really?
Because you'd probably just break the rules by accident, and you wouldn't even like catch on to you know what you weren't allowed to wear.
Yeah, I mean that's a bummer. Anytime, here's the thing: if you're gonna cancel Halloween, I think replacing it with something called Orange and Black Spirit Day or
right.
Black is just a lame. Like you might as well just cancel.
Don't do anything.
Right.
Yeah, because then it's just that makes it even worse.
The fun thing is my kids go to Catholic school. Mm-hmm. And the day after Halloween is All Saints Day. So they like stay up late on Halloween and then they have to wake up early and dress like saints and go to mass. And there's all these like rituals and things. So they're all exhausted.
And, like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Teeth.
They should really move that.
Yeah. They can't move All Saints Day, Megan. It's been a tradition for like 1,000 years. It's been around probably longer than Halloween.
They should probably reschedule it.
Yeah.
I thought that was like their school thing. I didn't know it was
like
a thing.
The other thing that, by the way, did you hear about this sheriff who told people in Volusia County that if you dress like a creepy clown and you get killed, it's not his problem?
I did hear about that.
He's
yeah.
basically like, anyone who dresses like a creepy clown, you're probably going to get hurt. And we're not going to.
Like, most people are going to be a creepy clown.
Not the kids at this Massachusetts school, because I think probably not allowed.
Yeah. So
unless it's an orange and black clown. 340-9595. Should kids be allowed to dress up for Halloween and celebrate it in schools? By the way, are we having that lame costume contest at work that we always have?
Yes, I'm in charge of it this year.
Oh, wow. That is going to be extra lame. I love it. Anytime they put Justin in charge of something, it means they just don't care.
It feels miserable.
Yeah, why does Justin have Justin do it? Hey, Chelsea, good morning. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey, great. What do you want to say about the school in Massachusetts who's replacing Halloween with an orange and black or black and orange spirit day?
Well, I guess I have like multiple opinions. One, that's kind of dumb. But two, I actually just moved down from Massachusetts.
Oh, good thing you got out of there, huh?
No, I loved it there.
Oh, okay.
But no, the reason it wasn't because of like a religious thing that they stopped doing costumes. It's because a lot of children have like sensitivity issues, like either they're autistic or they just in general have like skin sensitivity. Like you might have noticed like clothing no longer have tags. So they wanted to have kids feel included in Halloween by, you know, the costumes. A lot of them, you know, they're that cheap material. So a lot of kids would feel uncomfortable. So I think that's part of the reason why they, you know, felt like it wasn't inclusive of all students.
So they're raising little wuss kids that can't handle wearing polyester for a couple of days? Is that what they're saying?
I mean, have you worn polyester? That itches by the end of the day.
See, now I can tell you from Massachusetts.
That's very true.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. I'm telling you, running around as a kid, you wore basically plastic wrap. That was your costume because it was all plastic.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you wore this plastic, you wore this plastic mask with eye holes that were too small. You couldn't see anything. You probably got hit by a car at least once. But you got candy, so you were happy. Like, you didn't care.
Yeah, like a big pillowcase full of it.
A big pillowcase. And you had to, you know, I mean, you suck it up. Like, you're a kid. You're going to be uncomfortable, but you get sugar.
Yeah, I never remember feeling uncomfortable, though. I just remember feeling, like, stoked to dress up.
I never remember going, I have skin sensitivity. This costume's itching me. Let's cancel Halloween.
I know. Why is everybody so sensitive nowadays?
I don't know. Juliet from downtown. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fabulous.
Oh, good. You're fabulous. Oh, that's good. What? You're a teacher.
Yes, I am a school teacher.
All right, so do you like it when they celebrate Halloween in school, or would you much rather have a black and orange themed day?
Black and orange day is very whack, but I do not support Halloween because it's scary and it's not inclusive to all of the kids. There's lots of, you know, families that don't believe in that, and it just can get wild. But what we do is we do a storybook character day, which can get very creative.
Oh, okay. So at least they get to dress up.
Yeah, you can dress up, but it has to be from a book. So.
Oh, that's like geek Halloween.
Oh my god!
Really?
That's like geek-a-ween. Yeah, let's all dress up. Okay, I want to be Spider-Man. I'm gonna be Batman. I'm going to be Tom Sawyer, and you can be Huckleberry Finn.
My team dressed up as Willy Wonka, and they won. Like, it was amazing.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right, that'd be good. Actually, we'll do that. Megan, I'll dress up as Willy Wonka, and you be
we're not in school, Mark.
You be an Oompa
Loompa. Have to do that.
No, we have a lame contest. Justin's in charge of it, remember?
Oh, okay.
We should do a storybook. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Actually, you know what I do every year is I try to dress up kind of similar. Speaking of geeky costumes, I always try to dress up as a real person.
Yeah, no.
Like one
know.
Year I went as Pitbull, remember?
That was the best costume you've ever had.
Best costume. Then I went as Ryan Lochte one year.
Yeah, that was pretty decent.
That was pretty decent too. And then I went as some other famous person one year. Forget who
you
it was.
You were the gray.
Oh,
from...
I was Kevin Bacon.
Oh, yeah, that was.
It was a Bacon costume and it said hello, my name is Kevin.
And then you were the gray guy from 50 Shades of Grey.
Right. Okay, he's not a real person technically, but
no.
A lot of women wish you were.
Yeah, I know.
340-9595. Should we cancel Halloween in the schools and replace it with Black and Orange Spirit Day? Hey, Rachel from Mandarin. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
What do you think about canceling Halloween and replacing it with Black and Orange Spirit Day?
Oh my gosh, it's so dumb. I think the rules on Halloween are so reasonable and everything, cuz some kids could come in with like super violent costumes, and for the little kids that could be like super scary, but canceling Halloween, I mean, like, they're not going to be a kid for very long, so why would you do that?
Yeah, no, I agree with you, man.
Yeah, and I always remember it being so fun, like being able to wear a costume to school when, like, you know, you're with all your friends and you're all dressed up. It's so fun.
Yeah,
I remember, like, the minute like it hit October, I was looking for a costume and it was always so much fun.
Yeah.
It was great. My son, like, when he was younger, he wanted to be a UPS driver. So we got him the outfit, and I got a big box, and I made him, like, a UPS truck. It was an awesome costume.
That's amazing.
It was really good. And I had suspenders so he could walk around with his UPS truck. He won, like, every contest.
Yeah.
But what happened was, his shins...
It's like a bonding for parents and kids, because, like, parents can make their kids costumes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their costumes and everything. So the fact that they're canceling it is just awful.
No, that's exactly... Hey, thanks so much for your call. We appreciate it. Anyway, back to what I was saying. I wasn't done. It would beat up against his shins, and he had like bloody red marks on his shins, and his shoulders were all cut up. And I thought to myself, that's what Halloween is. You wear these costumes that basically hurt you.
Pain is beauty.
Yeah. Pain is temporary. Pride is forever. That's what I told him.
That's right.
Then he's totally, you know, well-adjusted. Justin, I think you should go back to the fun committee you're on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go back to the fun. By the way, Justin is miserable for being on something called the fun committee. Clearly, you're the wrong choice.
I know. He's like, yeah.
It's just one of those things that I don't do well with.
Right.
Yeah.
You should go back
fun.
To the fun
it's not
committee.
My strength.
Well, Justin's fun is all the stuff you can't do at work.
Right.
Although, one year for Halloween, we had a girl dress as a sexual position. Do you remember that?
Wow.
No.
That was her
that
costume.
That was okay with HR?
She won the costume contest.
Oh, like she didn't work here.
No, she worked here. She worked here, and she dressed up as a sex position, and she won first place in the costume contest.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like we work at the Weinstein Company or Miramax or something.
Yeah, for real.
Anyway, Justin, what I was going to say was you should go back and say we're canceling the costume contest and we're replacing it with Black and Orange Spirit Day.
Yeah, see how that goes over.
I'll give that one a shot. Honestly, it's less work for me, so maybe I do want to do it.
Totally less work.
Yeah, there's no contest at that point. Yeah. I mean, I guess there could be.
No, whoever wears the best orange and black wins.
Somebody will show up in like one of those body suits, you know, like the full suits with like that goes over your face. They have them in like blue and black.
Oh. Who's gonna show up in one of those?
I was saying that could be a suggestion.
Oh.
That would be the person that would win.
That would be the person that we know and talk to in the office.
That too.
That's the person.
So any of the salespeople.
That's pretty much anyone other than the three of us in this room.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.